I wonder where I would find a followership class. That was the thought that came to mind as I was reading our booklet on God's Holy Day Plan in preparation for Unleavened Bread. And in the chapter, the Feast of Unleavened Bread, I read the following. We see then that the spiritual lesson of God's command to eat unleavened bread during the feast is that if we want to rid our lives of the leaven of sin and wickedness, we have to fill our lives with the unleavened bread of life, Jesus Christ. It means we study his teachings and example so we can better follow him as a disciple. Those words, better follow him, stood out to me. When I want to get better at something, I go look for a book or a class. Okay, it's a YouTube video, but you get the point. Looking for something to teach me how to do that. And I've seen plenty of classes and books on leadership, but I've never seen one on followership. So I went looking for some, and I found that there are some out there. So today, let's do an introduction to followership, or as I've titled this message, Followership 101. We'll answer three questions using three scriptures. So question one, is followership important? Is followership important? To answer that, we're going to go to 1 Peter 2:20. 1 Peter 2 in verse 20, we were here on the Passover. At the Feast of Tabernacles, we talk about being kings and priests in God's kingdom, perhaps having rulership over five cities, maybe 10. And so we understand that leadership is important, but do we need to learn to follow? 1 Peter 2, verse 20. For what credit is it if, when you are beaten for your faults, you take it patiently? But when you do good and suffer, if you take it patiently, this is commendable before God. For to this you were called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow his steps, who committed no sin, nor was deceit found in his mouth. Verse 21 tells us clearly that we are called to follow Jesus Christ. When we read the Gospels, we hear those words repeatedly in there. Follow me, Jesus says as he calls each of the disciples. Follow me, Jesus says to the rich young ruler. And Jesus said, if you want to follow me, take up your cross and follow. So we are called to follow Jesus Christ in his suffering. It says, for this we were called. Jesus, as we heard at the Passover, did not escape suffering. He went through it on our behalf. And if he did not escape, nor will we. We're also called to follow Christ in his response to suffering. During his suffering, he didn't condemn those who were working for his harm. In fact, he did the opposite. He prayed for their forgiveness. He responded to his suffering with love and kindness, and we're called to that as well. And verse 22 says, who committed no sin? There is no qualifier on that. It's not he committed no sin in this area, but there were others. No, he committed no sin in any area of his life. And we're called to do the same. That's a bit of a challenge for us as we go through unleavened bread, and that's our focus. We certainly won't do it perfectly, but that's our focus here during unleavened bread. The closer that our footsteps match his footsteps, that's that word here, follow his steps, it's footprints. It's like tracks left by an animal or footprints left by people. And the closer our footprints match his footprints, the less we will sin. So, followership is important Because that's our calling. We're called to follow Christ. Question 2. Is there a key skill to develop to improve followership? Is there a key skill? Let's go to Matthew 24, verse 45. Matthew 24, verse 45. I was reading Success.com, an article entitled 9 Personality Traits of Ideal Followers. The writer says, I looked at 27 studies and identified 278 qualities of exemplary followers. 278, so I hope you're ready to write fast. Now we're looking for just one. Is there one? Matthew 24, 45. Who then is a faithful and wise servant whom his master made ruler over his household to give them food in due season? We see here a servant. He's been given a job to do. He's been given instructions to follow. 46. Blessed is that servant whom his master, when he comes, will find so doing. Notice that the master is not present. He's gone away. And so the servant is unsupervised. No one to watch over him, make sure he's doing what he's supposed to be doing. The successful servant, Jesus says, will be found so doing. He'll be found doing the job. He is demonstrating self-management. Here's a quote from Harvard Business Review, an article in praise of followers. They say, effective followers share a number of essential qualities. Number one, self-management. Paradoxically, the key to being an effective follower is the ability to think for oneself, to exercise control and independence, and to work without close supervision. The Ivy Business Journal says that the key is work ethic. They say, from an article entitled Followership, the Other Side of Leadership, they say good followers are good workers. They are diligent, motivated, committed, pay attention to detail, and make the effort. Do those attributes ring true of us? Herbert W. Armstrong used a slightly different word. In an article he wrote entitled Thou Shalt Not, he says the following, just what is true character? That's all uppercase. Just what is true character? I have defined character as 1, coming to the knowledge of the right, 2, making the choice to do the right, and 3, the exercise of the will in actually doing the right. Character involves self-discipline, he says. Character involves self-discipline. When sin entices us to leave the footprints of Jesus Christ in pursuit of our own lusts, better self-management, better work ethic, better character will enable us to better follow Christ and to be found so doing. We must be doing. We must be moving in order to be following. In fact, it's part of the definition, dictionary.com, follow, to move behind in the same direction. We have to be moving. We have to be doing. And in verse 47, it says, assuredly I say to you that he, the master, will make him, the servant, ruler over all his goods. Leadership will be given when good followership has been demonstrated. So to answer our question, a key skill of good followers is self-management or character. Question 3, how do we strengthen our character, our ability to do the right? Let's go to Hebrews 12 and verse 1 to answer that question. Hebrews 12 and verse 1. God understands our need for rest. He's not asked that we just go, go, go all the time. He's given us the Sabbath, one day in 7, to pause, to rest. Pausing on the path is fine. Problems come when we stop moving or when we move off that path. So we're here at Hebrews 12, verse 1. Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us. And let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. That's our focus at Unleavened Bread, is laying aside sin, putting that off. But how do we do that? Verse 2, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. It says, looking unto Jesus, we need to keep our eyes on Jesus Christ. That's what we read in the booklet. It says we have to fill our lives with the unleavened bread of life, Jesus Christ. It means we study his teaching and example. That's what we feed our mind daily, is that unleavened bread. Keep our minds in focus on him. But look at the example that Jesus Christ set here in verse 2. It says, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. Jesus' example is keeping his eyes on the goal, keeping his eyes on that joy that was set before him. Now, the writer here doesn't tell us what that joy is. Perhaps his joy was fulfilling the will of God. Perhaps his joy was accomplishing the plan that he and the Father had set out from the very beginning. Perhaps his joy was opening that door to salvation so that he could welcome us into his family. Perhaps it was D, all of the above, or many other things. But like Jesus, we need to keep focused on the goal, keep focused on the kingdom of God. Now wait, I hear some of you saying, you just told me to keep my eyes on Jesus, and now you're telling me to keep my eyes on the kingdom. How can I be focused on two different things at the same time? Well, it's a matter of alignment. Jesus Christ is leading us straight toward the goal. And if we are, back to our definition, moving behind in the same direction, then our God and our goal are perfectly aligned. Our King and his kingdom are both clearly in view before us. So the answer to our question, to strengthen our character, we need to keep focused on our King, keep focused on our kingdom, and keep feeding on that bread of life every day. So, let's review. Followership. Our ability to follow well is important because we've been called to follow Jesus Christ. We should seek to improve our followership skills so we can better follow Jesus as a disciple. One key skill of effective followers is self-management, what we in the church call character, the ability to choose the right and to do the right, even when unsupervised. To keep our feet on the path, we must keep our eyes on God and the goal, his kingdom. So, that's Followership 101. And yes, there will be a test.